It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. I figured this would be a good place to start. With her special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Nice. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Today on Music's Journey, I am chatting with multi-award winning artist Aaron Allen is here. He is up for two more awards at this year's CMA Ontario Awards for Male Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. Congratulations.
Yay. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
We are so excited to have you on the show, my friend.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
I'm trying, and during a pandemic, it's like I'm super busy. I'm super grateful.
I know you've been doing some writing with Jimmy from Sons of Daughters.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's a good buddy of mine, and any chance I can get to write with Jim, I'm going to write with him.
Well, you guys have been doing some great work, and I know this has been one of the better years. Even though we're going through everything we are in this tough time, this year has been awesome for you and last year.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, what's going on this year, I didn't expect this, and it just kind of keeps getting better. So I'm excited to see where this all goes.
Oh, we are too. You guys are doing such an amazing job. Your whole team that you're working with right now has got to make you feel so good to have a team like that behind you.
The greatest thing about it is after 20 years, it kind of takes the guesswork out of it for me. Because, you know, as a musician, we like the songs, but we never know if we're putting out the right stuff or putting out the right message. And when you have a team around you that you really trust, you could just go, what do you think about this? And you listen to them and go, you know, I think you're right. And it alleviates a lot of stress for me.
I know that you've been working with award-winning producer. Man, he is so good. Jeff Dizell, he is amazing. And he just has that ability to be able to zone in on an artist and to be able to work with him and bring out the sound. And he's done such a great job with you.
Wow. Well, thank you. You just kind of, you know, described the way I feel about Jeff. Is Jeff has this amazing way of looking at an artist uniquely. It's blows it up, throws gas on it, and then gives it to the world. And I'm really grateful for that, because there's been a lot of years where I thought, man, it's just an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle, and I don't sound like everybody else, and what do I need to do? And then when I met Jeff, Jeff goes, I want to work with you because you don't sound like anybody else. Like, stop being down on yourself. That's the thing that you do have. And I go, oh, amazing, okay. And it just kind of is working.
Well, it's funny because when I'm listening to the music you've put out before and then I listen to this one, it's more the message and more of the lyrics that are standing out for this particular song that you've just released. And that, you know, it's just such a switch. And, you know, it really, really drives home that message, A Good Place to Start. And that's your new single that you just did with Jeff.
Definitely. And I really appreciate hearing that, because that one was kind of a strange one for us, because we wrote it during the pandemic. I wrote it with my buddies Patrick James Clark and Joe Arnwine. And we really have a tendency to write into the negative because, oh, we don't like what's going on. We don't like what's going on. And then I specifically started going, I don't think the world needs any more of that. I think they need inspiration. We could all use a little inspiration. And I don't have much going on right now, but I can sure be happy about just waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good, and that's what that song came out of. Hey man, we don't have much, but we woke up.
That's
so
right.
That's a good place to start, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's focusing on the positive, right, of what we do have, and that's a roof over our head, you know, food in our bellies, and being able to, you know, to just be able to look after the people that are in our families, our loved ones, and just being grateful, you know, just for those little victories, right?
Exactly, and that's something that we overlook a lot, no matter what career you're in, is the little victories in life. We don't stop and go, hey, you did a good job there. You know, we don't pat ourselves on the back enough. I mean, we don't have to have big egos, but I never really pat myself on the back, and you need to kind of do that more, you know, to get you through everything. So people are starting to see things like this, and the times are giving us gifts. I feel, you know, I'm looking at the world in a different way, and we're actually receiving some gifts right now.
I think that if people just stopped for a minute And just, you know, remember when we are so busy like we were prior to, life kind of just goes by so fast and it's noise. We don't stop and we don't appreciate the things that we do have. And sometimes life just has a way of being able to put everything, you know, at full stop. And we haven't gone through that in our generation. I know that, you know, past generations, our grandparents, our parents have all been through stuff like this. But, you know, for our generation, we haven't. And for us to be able to stop and say, okay, you know what, let's slow down a little bit. Being able to look at life in a much more focused way and what our directions are, because a lot of us just run with all the noise. And once the noise is removed, you really get a better idea of what we really love about our lives and a better clear direction of what we want to do.
For sure. I think it almost helps us get back to ourselves, you know, the way it's supposed to be. And I don't know about everybody else, but I think it's definitely allowed me to be a better father,
mm-hmm.
you know, and spend more time on that and go, wow, man, what an opportunity I have here. Like, I literally had a whole year of my kids. Like, you know, we'll never get that back again. And so I've had a lot of time to examine my parenting when I'm working and I'm really, really busy. And I mean, I'm a way better father when I'm not stressed out from my day and bringing that home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the focus changes quite a bit, doesn't it? You know, like when you're coming home, you get to see, you know, your kids for a short period of time. You guys are back out on the road doing radio tours, you're writing. You know, I know you've been doing a ton of writing. And then just to be able to spend that time, you know, with them and see what's going on in their daily lives is a completely different routine.
Definitely. And I've really appreciated, and like this whole year, I have done so much writing because that's all there's really been to do. Like, my catalog has grown so much, and my skills as a writer, you know, like you said, writing with Jimmy, you know, writing with these people every day that I'm writing with. Wow, what an opportunity I've had in an education over the last, you know, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
My songwriting, I feel, is going to move, it is moving into a place where I'm really excited about what we're doing.
Do you find that you've got a certain network of people that you write really well with, that you're more comfortable with, or do you just write with anybody you can?
Well, during the pandemic, I was just kind of writing with anybody that I could. And the good thing about that is, you know, I really enjoy working with artists that are kind of at the beginning and seeing what they have to offer, because usually they'll say things that a more experienced writer won't say. And I just go, wow, I never really thought of going down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're, you know, you're doing it every day, all day, you kind of get it into these rhythms and you know what to say and you kind of know what not to say.
Yeah.
But sometimes people who are just getting into it say something and I just go, wow, that's super cool. Let's do that. But, you know, for me, I've really kind of honed in on who I want to write with for myself now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that includes people like Jimmy and Phil Barton. James Patrick Clark and Joe Armwine. And I've been writing a lot with Dan Davidson lately.
Oh, wow.
And a guy named David Borys. And Dan Davidson's a great talent too, so I'm having a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, he's such a great artist as well. But yeah, I know that James has been writing with so many people too, both Dan and James. A lot of the Canadian artists right now.
Oh, for sure. They're on fire, and it's tough because behind the scenes, a lot of people don't see that. But Jimmy definitely is taking off behind the scenes, and he's going far, and, you know, it's not going to be long before everybody knows who Jimmy is.
Mm, I love him. He is such a talent. I know you guys had a song. Are you guys getting ready to release?
Not Jimmy and I. I don't know what my next single is going to be. I have two that are done.
Okay.
And one I wrote with Joe and Pat, and the other one, we just put it into production like 2 weeks ago. We love it so much. It's already done. I just wrote it myself.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I was kind of like, you know, everything I've experienced learning the business, because I'm learning the business on this level as I go.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wanted to take what I've learned in the last, you know, year to 2 years. And I wanted to go, what kind of skills have I developed? I want to sit down. I want to write a song by myself. I want to use formulas, I want to do whatever I want to do, and then I want to put that out and see what happens.
As I said, this has just been a really great year for you. And we're talking about congratulations on your nominations for this year. The CMA, I always have a problem with that, CMA Ontario Awards that are being held on May 30th. in Hamilton, and that is the drive-in show. Again, tickets going on sale on April 19th. So that is for Highway Mile, which you had your EP that was out last year. It received so many live streams. How do you feel about the reception you had with fans?
You know, Apple's been really kind to me, and the people at Apple were kind of a fan right from Where Music Comes From. Actually, they were supporting me before that, but when Where Music Comes From came out, they just really went, wow, we love this. And it was kind of like everything that we sent them, they were just like, we really love this, Aaron, just keep going. And, you know, I really attribute their help to what happened. And then people just started listening, and now I see it in the country world and just going, you know, people are telling me how much the emotions connect with them. And I think, you know, I know what's going on. Either you're going to love me or you're going to hate me, because I'm a little bit too emotional sometimes. And if you don't want to hear that, you don't want to hear that. But the people that really dig into it, they rate me and send me Facebook messages that mean so much, you know, like good tattoo. This is my girlfriend and my song to our relationship. And I just go, what? I remember when I was a kid and, you know, I don't want to age myself, but I remember listening to Bryan Adams songs and going, this is my this is my song with my girl.
Aww.
And somebody, you know, they wrote me and said that, and I just go, wow, that blows my mind that people like it like that, you know? It always will.
Well, a lot of people don't know, too, that you're a tattoo artist, right?
Well, I was for 6 years, and I quit about a year ago when I signed with Arts and Crafts.
Congratulations on that. That's so huge.
Thank you. The publishing deal's been great, and I just really wanted to go, okay, Aaron, let go of the tattooing and make, you know, make the most of this opportunity and just see what happens.
Was it hard for you to leave a full-time job to be able to pursue this side of your career?
Well, you know, other than being scared that I can't feed my kids and pay my mortgage, you know, I got a really supporting wife, and she's a tattoo artist too. And, you know, we've been together 21 years, and along the way, she's been down, and I carried the weight. And, you know, now she wants to do that for me. If I'm not making enough money, she's ready to carry the weight, and we just keep doing that for each other. So having that there means that, yeah, I'm scared, but, you know, if it gets too bad, I can always go back to my factories and stuff like that, and I'm okay with that, you know?
Well, you know, I look at artists that just take that leap, and that's where you have to be, and I think that's the time to do it is now, you know, coming off of all the success you've had, you know, with that EP, and you know, to turn around and know that it's been so well received, to be able to be up for two more nominations. You won last year for Rising Star, and then to turn around and have this kind of accolades behind you already, you know, knowing that you're going into this year, this is the best work you've ever done.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I do feel that way as well, and you saying that means a lot to me. And that never gets old. Like, after 21 years of it being hard, you don't hear that a lot, so now I hear it often, and I just really appreciate it.
Well, it shows that the hard work really pays off, because when you're going into all the different places, you know, that you've played in, right? When you're playing in Hamilton and all the bars and, you know, the people that really opened up those doors for you, the owners of those establishments that believed in you and kept bringing you back, it just takes you back to being so much more appreciative to what you do have and what that start was and how those people have played into your career.
Exactly. There's been so many people that have carried me along the way, people that I still work with today, or I don't, but I mean, I'm the musician that I am because I played with that guitar player or that bass player. They all taught me something, and I keep that when I'm in the writing room too. No matter who you are, there's something you're going to teach me, you know?
Mm-hmm. And like with Highway Mile, which is the EP that you're up for the awards for, I know there's so many people were expecting like Superman and all those ones to be released as well. We thought those would be the next ones coming up, right? Talk to us about that EP, what it meant for you, and then coming into this new single.
Well, you know, the EP started off just as the single that I wrote with Jimmy Fallon, you know, Where Music Comes From.
Mm-hmm.
And that one did really well, and we didn't expect it to do what it did. So we just went, all right, here's Good Tattoo. And then we just kept writing. And then all of a sudden we just go, you know, hey, we got an EP here. Why don't we just do this? And we put it out, and, you know, today it is kind of a singles game, and I think that, you know, Superman may not have got its opportunity to shine, but when I play it live, it's the most requested song. And I, you know, I know it connects, and that means a lot to me. So it's pretty cool that that didn't get out there to the radio, because for the people that really love what I'm doing and they seek out the little more of the catalog, they go, man, please play Superman. And I go, I know you've really dug into what I'm doing. And that blows my mind, because make no mistake, when we walked away with Superman, above all the other songs, I love all the songs. But I just walked out of that room and went, what did we just do? It's so beautiful to me. And, it, you know, 10 people could listen, or a million. And to me, I'm just like, man, we created something so beautiful, and I can't even believe that I was a part of that. You know, everybody's starting to share everything, and that's how it happens.
That's right. So let's get you on the board internationally so we can get some more fans out to you. So let's play Superman by Canadian recording artist Aaron Allen here on Music's Journey.
I ain't no Superman, even though she thinks I am. Who am I to tell her that she's wrong? Lord knows I ain't no hero. I'm trying hard to be, though, even when I'm tired of being strong. I just try to do my best to keep this S here on my chest. Can't stop the world from turning. Can't stop a girl from learning what a man can do and what he can. She can't see through my armor. She'll take it hard and I'll take it harder the day she finds out who I really am. But for now I'm Superman. Got a kiss for those skin knees, and all my silly jokes still make her laugh. Wonder how I'm gonna feel when she don't need them training wheels. I gotta let her go, and she don't look back. I'll just try to do my best to keep this S here on my chest. Stop a girl from learning what a man can do and what he can. She can't see through my armor. She'll take it hard and I'll take it harder the day she finds out who I really am. But for now I'm Superman. I was never made of steel. I'm just trying to do my best to keep this S here on my chest. I can't stop her heart from hurting. You can't stop a girl from learning what a man can do and what he can. She can't see through my armor. She'll take it hard and I'll take it harder the day she finds out who I really am. Now I'm Superman. Now I'm Superman. But for now I'm Superman.
There's Superman from his album Highway Mile. It's Aaron Allen, the tattoo artist. And I gotta tell you, Aaron, I got a tattoo of a digital watch on my wrist one time. And I regretted it literally 1 minute later.
Oh, no.
Cheers. Yes. See, the tat was wrong, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. You're going to see him pull those ones, unfortunately. Yep.
That's okay.
I'll shut up now.
All right. What a great song this one was for you. As we said, talk about your writing process and what you did heading into that song.
Oh, that one was kind of weird because it was the last raid of the week when we were in Nashville, and we were just really tired and kind of almost ready to go home. And we were sitting down on the curb. This is Joe and I. We were sitting down on the curb outside of the publisher, and we kind of ran out of ideas. I said, Joe, I got this song called Superman, and it's about me being a father to my kids and how I know one day they're going to realize that I'm not Superman. I just can't be perfect. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody wants to hear this. Do you think we should write that? And he was like, yeah, why not? That's amazing. And we went inside and we wrote it with another buddy, Chris Yerchuk. And like I say, it took 3 hours. And we knew when we were writing it that it was something extremely special. And when we were done, we all just sat back and went, well, that one's going into production, isn't it?
And look what happened. Look what happened with this song, because people can relate. And it doesn't matter what age group. And I think that's why, you know, people could hear that. And, you know, fathers that didn't have that time with their kids, fathers that did, you know, it's just making sure you're delivering that message that means something. And when you reach down deep, that's the ones that connect.
That's what I've learned from stuff like Superman. And I mean, I'm of the belief that music can change the world. You know, mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan. I still believe that. So I still want to do that. And I mean, like, this is an advice. I'm not giving anybody advice. I'm just going, you know, this is what I know, and I hope that I connect with you. And maybe you're not alone. You know, this is the type of stuff that I want to put out. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying I can change the world, but I just want music to feel. I love it when people feel it back and forth, you know?
Yeah, and look, and as, I think that's why, you know, music is such a healing point right now, you know, for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're going through something that's tough or whether or not you're going through something that's celebration in life. This is the time, right? You know, for everybody that's leaning on those songs. And I think that that door's open for so much more new music. I know people reflect and they go back to stuff that they love throughout the years, but I really think that people are really eager to hear the new stuff.
Well, that excites me because, you know, I'm interested. Jeff and I both talk about it all the time. We're really interested in making timeless music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's hard to do. We don't know what we're doing. We're just making music that we love, right? Like, and we hope that people will listen to it for a lifetime. But that's what we're trying to do. I don't really want to follow any trends or anything like that because I don't know if people know this or not, but I'm not super cool. So me following trends, it doesn't happen. So
what are you talking about? What do you mean?
Oh, I'm not super cool. Like, if you guys knew me in high school, I thought of a story. When I was in high school, I used to wear a plaid jacket, long hair, and I was all into Nirvana. And I rode that out much longer than everybody else, right? And then I'm like, okay, I need to do something here because I'm not cool. So I need to cut my hair like the cool kids. So I cut my hair, I took off the plaid jacket, I went to school, and I go, here I am, accept me. And it didn't happen that way.
It didn't work, did it?
Yeah, it didn't happen that way. So I learned early on, Aaron, no matter what you do, you just got to follow your heart. And I don't know, being cool or trying to be cool is not going to get me there because I'm just not cool.
I think the long hair would work really well right now for so many of us who just haven't been able to go out and get the haircuts. It would work. John's eyes are rolling right now because I cut his hair. So he's looking at me going, wait, you haven't cut it yet.
It needs to be cut, please.
Well, you're with everybody else. And, if I could grow hair, I would love to have long, luscious hair again, but I can't.
Yeah, John says the same thing.
Yeah. I used to be a lot of people don't know this, but I used to be a hairstylist.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, before I was a tattoo artist, I was a hairstylist, and it's funny. People used to go, you're bald. Well, what do you mean you're a hairstylist? And I'm like, I don't know. I
What's that
got to
do with it?
But
I used to practice on myself.
Yeah, I miss and I love what I don't have. Let me make you beautiful.
Wow, I'm telling you, you guys don't have to worry, you know, when it comes to anything. So us girls, yeah, we got lots to worry about all the time.
Oh, I know. I spent a lot of years, talking to the ladies about that. And yeah, you guys got a lot to put up with.
Yes, we do.
We should develop a place where tattoo artists can go and connect, and we'll call it Inked In.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Inked In is actually, it's definitely one that's already taken.
Yeah.
Burst my bubble.
It's a pretty big one. It's just a pretty big one.
Burst
too.
My bubble.
Sorry.
She's already Googled it.
Yeah, well, no, because I used to watch the show called Inked In. So, yeah, they're a pretty big one.
Oh,
he's a rock artist. Yeah, big, huge rock artist. But, yeah.
Well, he had a good idea.
Yes, he does. Really good one.
Million dollar idea, bud.
There you go. Now, what was it like to be able to have this opportunity to work with Jeff? Because, as I said, we talked about this at the beginning part of the show. He's such a talent. You know, he mixes. His award-winning producer is just incredible, man.
He is incredible, and I was just talking to him before I got on the phone with you because we're working on the new stuff. And the amazing thing about Jeff is he didn't just go, okay, write a song and I'll produce it. We literally took a year of him opening my mind. He always says, all I do is I teach you to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me in rooms with the right people to make me a better writer so I could give him the songs that would allow him to produce it the way that he does. And I mean, sometimes he'll say no to 200 songs before he says yes. So to have him take that step and do that for me, people go, why is it working for you now, Aaron? There's no secret. I can literally tell you I've never said no to Jeff.
No, I don't think anybody would. He just seems to have, I'm telling you, they'd be crazy if they did, because he just has his finger on the pulse of new music right now. And he seems to know exactly what to do with each artist when they walk in. And he can hone in on your sound. And he's done that, you know, with this brand new song, which we're going to talk about right now. And that's a good place to start. Wow. You know, this is such a positive message, and it gets behind the emotional side of music for you. And what I was talking about before is like the music end of it is kind of in the background for this song, and the message just sticks right out.
Oh, that's a cool take on it. Like, I do feel that too. The lyric is right out there for you to dig into. And Jeff, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how every song that we do is better than the last. And I love them all equally. And people might not feel that way, but when I heard Good Place to Start, I just go, how did you do that? Like, I'm just inspired to wake up in the morning. He takes what I do, and he throws gas on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he really brings that, just like we started working together, he goes, I'm going to take that uniqueness, and I'm going to put gas on it. He does that with everything that I do. And it's really him. I just write the songs, and he does the rest of it. I don't say, Jeff, don't do that. Don't do this. I just go, Jeff, do whatever you want. I always say that, and, you know, I don't question him. Do whatever you want.
It's great to have that kind of trust, because it's hard to come by, you know, when it comes to the music industry, because a lot of artists get pulled in different directions, and they don't, you know, they end up regretting a lot of the work that they do. And it takes a while for them to get into that pocket where they're starting to develop the music that they've always wanted to do. And I think that this is a showcase. This brand new single that you've got out called Good Place to Start is, you know, it's a really unique sound. It's actually honing a lot more into what your craft is. And I recognize it right away. As soon as I hear it, I know it's your voice.
Oh, amazing. I hear that a lot. And I can tell you this, before I started working with Jeff, I wasn't really too keen on my vocal, ever.
Hmm.
But when I go in there, you know, he really just works me through it. I've never done an 8-hour vocal before, but I'll go and into the studio and do 8 hours.
Wow.
But now, I don't anymore. Like, yes, you know, we worked on this new one, and I don't know, I'd say maybe 5 hours. That's pretty good for me. But he's taking it to different places, and that's what I love. It's always adventurous. Even if somebody doesn't think that that's our best work, we still feel that it is, or else we wouldn't put it out. And I think that's all that matters, because whether it goes to number one or it you know, stays at 1,000, we love it. We're excited to get on to the next one, and just, you know, we want to show the world everything that we're doing.
Well, he takes that opportunity to bring out with the artist something that you might not have tried before. And I think that's giving that versatility to your voice and showing you things that you might not have thought you could do.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's why I dig my voice now, is because he went like, okay, Aaron, that's what's good and that's what's not. And now when I sing a vocal, I go, okay, I can live with that. You know, I'm never going to go, that's the best thing I've ever heard, but I'll go, I can live with that. That's great. You know?
Well, I think that the fans are absolutely going to love this one. So let's play this one right now. Here we are with a brand new single by multi-award winner Aaron Allen with Good Place to Start, right here on Music's Journey.
Take a minute, take a breath. You know it ain't over yet. Keep your eyes up on them stars. Dim the lights just a little. Dance like candles round that table. Just takes one flame to break the dark. It's a good place to come from. It's a good place to be. Good place to take a stand, make a memory. When you're lost, just remember who you are comes from your heart. That's a good place to start. Take a chance, you got time. It all works out down the line. This is just one page in your story. Nobody knows what future holds. Just do your best when things get tough. It's a good place to come from. It's a good place to be. Good place to take a stand or make a memory. When you're lost, just remember who you are comes from your heart. That's a good place to start. It's a good place to come from. It's a good place to be. Good place to take a stand, make a memory. When you're lost, just remember who you are comes from your heart. And that's a good place to start. And that's a good place to start.
It's the latest single for Aaron Allen, Good Place to Start. Great song. John Marshall with you. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here is your host, Kim Sear.
Now you got new music that's coming up, you know, with Jeff again. So can you give us a little bit of a hint on that?
For sure. It's funny. I feel like we're kind of moving into different spaces, but it's probably just going to sound like Aaron Allen. To me, I feel like, wow, we're really stepping out here. But I think it's going to fall in line with what you guys expect from me. But, you know, we have one. I'm not sure if I'm going to call it What a Gift or This Is It, but it's got kind of a rock vibe to it. So,
oh, nice.
We're kind of going a little bit of a rocky direction there. And then there's another one. I don't want to tell you too much about that, but this one's, I think, going to surprise people. It surprises me, the one that I wrote by myself. It's called Just Getting By. We'll tell you that. Just Getting By. Kind of what I'm doing right now, you know? We're all just kind of getting by.
Well, you know what? We can't wait to hear it. As I said, I know you to write from your heart, and it means an awful lot to you. And your music is just about writing music that is means something to you. And that's what the fans are connecting with now. I think that Jeff's really pulled that out of you and given you that confidence to be able to say, you know what? I write some really good stuff, really good stuff. So,
well, every now and again, I'll reflect and go, Aaron, you did okay. That's about as much as I'll give myself. Because I feel like music, like writing songs, I'm always just on the journey to the perfect song. It's unachievable. It's a metaphorical carrot. But I'm always just trying to write the perfect song or a song as good as Bruce Springsteen or Tom Petty. And in my mind, I'll never get there, but I'm going to try.
Well, you know what? We'll manifest and manifest. And just, you know what? This is going to be another great year for you. 100%.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, you are up, as I said, for May 30th at the CMA Ontario Awards. You're going to be going for Male Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. How does that feel?
That's incredible. The Album of the Year, like we were talking about, I didn't expect it to be received that well. So, you know, to be up there with the other artists, wow, I can't believe that people are respecting it and loving it this much. They just go, yeah, this is valid work. I don't know. I just love the album so much, and everybody else is loving it, and that's all you ever want.
Mm-hmm.
So what more could I ask for? I don't need an award or anything. I just go, wow, we wrote something that somebody cared about. And I'm just going to keep on doing it, and hopefully it keeps growing. And thank you guys so much. That's how I know I'm in the right direction.
Well, I think that the fans are letting you know that right away with all the streams that you've had on this one. And so well-deserved. Congratulations, you know, on your nominations. And that's going to be, the tickets go on sale on April 19th for this year's Drive-In Awards in Hamilton. So don't forget to get your tickets for this show. So it was a great show last year. I know it was difficult for, you know, doing an award show at a drive-in, seeing how that came off. But you know what? I think everybody pulled it off extremely well. And I think everybody's got so much to be thankful for when it comes to Canadian country music. Wow, you guys are hitting it.
I think so, too. I think they did a wonderful job, and it was really completely safe. I felt safe. And you know what? It was super fun. So I'm excited for this year because, I mean, I just kind of wanted to be out in the car and chilling out there and watching the show because I'm like, this is the coolest.
You get to sit there, stay warm, have a couple drinks.
Eat Cheetos, like, and have orange fingers. Like, come on.
Oh, awesome. Now, congratulations again on your publishing deal with Arts and Crafts Publishing. That's a pretty great accomplishment as well. Everything seems to be going in that right direction for you. And congratulations on the 19th annual Forest City London Music Awards as well. You're up for some of those too. So, wow. Great year.
It's a terrific year, and I think we're all on to better, and I really look forward to this summer because I think some shows are going to happen and stuff. It seems like it, so
good.
I hope everybody's excited. I don't know if we can be too excited, can we? But I think we can be a little bit excited.
You know what? Either way, live music has changed, obviously, with what we're going through right now, but it's still coming. And that's that positive outlook. You know, we're still able to see it. It's not like the music shows aren't happening. We're finding a way to do it. And if you looked back 10 years ago, we may not have had that capability, but we do with the technology we have. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing you play live again. That would just be so awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm going to practice because I haven't played live in so long. I was saying to Jeff, I think I'm going to practice every day because I haven't played live in forever, so.
it does change when you're in that pocket and you're on tour and you're going from one event to the next, and it's been hard for so many of the artists, and I'm sure it has been for you too.
For sure. I'm like, I'm going to play the awards that night, and I don't want to go in cold. I wish that I was on tour playing every day. Oh, I'm 30 shows in. Let's do the awards show, you know, but I'm just going to have to pretend. I'm going to be in my garage playing every day, pretending that I've been on tour for a month.
Nice. Your wife does a little bit of backup vocals for you, doesn't she?
She does. She usually sings on a lot of what we've done, and she did release her own track, It Is What It Is, this year with Jeff Dalziel, too, so she kind of went out on her own a little bit.
Very cool. I just thought I'd give her a little bit of a shout-out because I saw that, and I went, nice, for both of you.
Yeah, that's neat. I appreciate that. Very much.
Okay, this is burning questions part of the interview.
And good luck.
What has been the funniest request or question from a fan so far?
Wow.
You got to have a good one.
Request.
You got to tell them what Brett Kissel's request was.
Go ahead.
Brett Kissel has a fan, a guy who has been constantly after him to send pictures of his feet.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
When I asked him that question this week, he's sitting there going, yeah, not.
Okay.
That's why I asked, like, if there's any kind of funny stories that people request, because, you know, it's just a weird stuff that we hear, and it's just so funny for all the listeners to hear, right?
I did have somebody contact me on Facebook and ask me if my wife and I would have fun with them, and that was...
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they've seen me in the social media eye, and they said, hey... I think you're really good looking, and if you'd like to, we'd like to make you this offer.
Okay.
And I was just like, hey, cool, that's great, but I'm good right over here.
That's why I said, it's just, you can't help but laugh because you know you're going to hear him, right? So.
No, it's totally funny. I'm like, I'm flattered, but no, not our thing. But have at her.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny. Okay, so if you could record a duet with any female artist of any genre, who would it be and why?
Well, I know it sounds ridiculous, but my wife, you know, she's always the one I want to work with. We just, after 21 years, it's just very natural.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pick somebody, you know, in the public eye, it would always be Tennille Towns.
Oh, nice.
I really look at her as kind of like, she's doing stuff that I connect with, and I want to do that kind of like her. I want people to have that emotional side. And when I listen to her stuff like Jersey on the Wall,
mm-hmm.
and that can go to number one, that gives me hope that I can write something like Jersey on the Wall, and it can go, you know? So I'm just going to rely on that. So she inspires me quite a bit, actually.
Very cool. That might be the answer that you have for my next question, which is, what song on the charts today really moves you, and why?
I love the kids.
What song on the charts today? I don't know if this is on the charts, but... I was listening to this one the other week. Brett Young, You Got Away With It.
Mm-hmm.
And that might not be what people expect me to say.
Good song, though.
It's a great song. And when I listen to the songwriting, like how he turned You Got Away With It, like You Got Away With My Heart,
mm-hmm.
I just go, this is the sweetest thing that I've ever heard. So when I wrote Just Getting By, Brett Young inspired that.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
That's why I said, you feel from your heart, you're a deep soul guy.
I am, to a fault, I think.
It's a good thing. Don't ever, you know, because that's that quality that people look for, that characteristic. And I'm a deep soul too. So you know what? We're on the same page. We're good.
Oh, I can tell. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, so what advice would you give a young Aaron Allen?
Oh, man. Slow down. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Just slow down. And I would give that to anybody who wants to be in this business. Like, we're all trying to catch this carrot. We want it today. But we're missing everything in between. And I feel like there's, you know, when I say it was an uphill battle for 21 years, I would put a lot of that on me. If I would have slowed down, I would have, like you said earlier, those little victories, I would have mm-hmm. noticed that. Maybe I would have patted myself on the back a little more along the way, because it hurts. It, you know, it hurts when, you know, you're not achieving your goals. So I would just say slow down and know that it's not the end of the world. And those little victories, you need to take them.
This will be a good one for you to answer coming right off of that one. With all that has happened in this past year, what does success mean to you now?
Wow, well, I've definitely had to change my idea of success, because when I was a kid, I actually wanted to be signed to Arts and Crafts when I was a kid. I've always been a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And now music is totally, totally different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to change my expectations, and success to me means that I get to sit in my studio and write songs every day, that I get, the world gets to hear my music and I'm able to put it out there on this level. Like, no matter where it goes on the charts or how many millions of people are listening to it, like, I believe that that's success. I believe like I've made it. And I don't mean that egotistically or anything, but I got to tell myself, like, I've made it, Aaron. If it doesn't go any further than this, man, how lucky are you? You're lucky, man.
You lived your life's journey, you know, doing it well. And like you said, it's just, it's a learning curve. And I think without that, those ups and downs, you wouldn't be able to appreciate what you have today. And I think that, you know, things do happen for a reason. And, you know, learning along the way is what every artist needs to do. And without that, I just don't think that it would be the same experience in the end, you know, with any of it.
You're exactly right. And sometimes I feel for people who make it early on, and it really hurts them. If I would have made it and this would have started happening 10 years ago, even, I would have ruined it. 100%.
Yeah. You weren't ready.
I can guarantee it. I had too many other things going on, and I wasn't focused. And now life is just good, and it's balanced, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the that's the key word, is finding life's balance, you know, as an artist. And, you know, we were talking with Brett Kissel that way, you know, when it comes to all the success he's had so early on. And now all of a sudden, you know, he was able to step back and take a look at it just because of the pandemic, and being able to say, wait a sec, you know, like, he had such success. He's such a hard worker, drive. But then for everything to all of a sudden slow down, he had to take a really good look at what was going on in his life. And, you know, now he's producing the best stuff he's ever done. And I think the same thing with you. You know, you really hear that unique sound, and kudos to you for that. And Jeff, because I think you're right where you need to be right now.
Well, I need to hear that. So I appreciate that, because that, like, you saying that just lets me know, just keep doing it, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing it and it'll be okay.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Great job. Last question. Okay. This is the best for last. We always have to do this one. What is your most useless talent?
My most useless talent.
I got to ask Jeff this one too.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I needed to prepare for these.
No, that's the point.
Wow. That is a hard one.
We should ask your kids.
Yeah, if you ask my wife, she would tell you all day long. Like, I guess, I don't know if it's a talent. I don't know if it's a talent, but at night I like to, like, weirdly sit around and think about the world and philosophy and stuff like that. And I talk to my wife about it, and I get really deep into the philosophy of life. So it's not necessarily a talent or anything like that, but most nights I try to talk to her about, you know, existential things and real things. This is why I'm saying I'm too deep.
No.
And she just goes, can you be quiet? Can we just shut off our minds? <You know? laughs> So I'm over here trying to talk about real stuff, and she's just like, let's just watch, you know, we're watching Last Man on Earth again. Can we please just watch Last Man on Earth?
Are you one of those people that picks up the converter and stops the movie and then keeps, it brought up another idea and another idea and another idea?
I'm constantly full of ideas, and I pause it, or if she has the remote control, she'll kind of do this, and she'll pause it. I'll tell her the thing, and then she'll kind of be like, okay, are we done?
See, John's laughing over here because I do this.
Oh, my God.
There's no talent in there, but that's a useless thing. I guess my research of
just say,
you know,
interrupting
things.
Interrupting movies and shows with your ideas and thoughts.
That's what it is. I got a stroke of lightning. She would rather me just say, can you just go downstairs and deal with this?
Too funny.
It takes us 2 hours to watch a 90-minute movie.
Oh, totally. That's a good time, too.
Yeah, I know. And
I get inspired by TVs and movies. So, like, if I, you know, if I'm watching something, Last Man on Earth, and I go, wow, man, that just blew my mind. You know, I'm learning from everything. I don't know. I'm a weird guy.
You're not weird. You're creative. That's what that's called. Remember that. It's a creative artistry.
It's true. I think I'm different and weird, but it's just that creative thing.
I'm putting a really good label behind this one. Work with me. It's creative artistry.
Aaron, I feel for your wife.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll stick together, Aaron. It's all good.
I love it. Good. I need people like, all my friends are like insurance agents and doctors, and I'm going, what are you doing today, Aaron? I'm sitting in the basement writing a song. Okay.
Hey, that's a good thing. We're all so grateful that you do this. Come on. We're so grateful for this.
So I love it. I wouldn't do it any other way, so I appreciate it.
So are you going to come back and talk to us about your new stuff when it comes out?
Oh, I'm going to come back whenever you'll have me. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, great. So thank you so much for coming by. We are so excited about your new sound, your new music, and congrats on your new single for Good Place to Start and for all your nominations for the CMA Ontario Awards and your London Music Awards. We are such great fans, and we absolutely love your music.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to walk my dogs and just, like, hold my head really high because you said all this to me and just go, you done okay today, Aaron.
Well, say hi to Jeff for us, and congratulations to you both on such great work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, you take care. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye-bye. Okay.
Again, I want to thank my very special guest, award-winning artist Aaron Allen, for coming on to the show today to talk about his brand new single, Good Place to Start. What an amazing singer, songwriter, very inspiring young man. So we really appreciate having him on the show. We have some great shows coming up for you. We have Mackenzie Lee Meyer. We have The Heels, New Moon Junction, Danny Dossett, Abby Stewart, Jason Benoit, Annika's going to be here. We've got Oliver Charles. We've got Monroe and Patrick, brand new duo, and Renegade Station. We have Sean Carson and so many more. We've got Diane Chase that's coming back too. So we've got some great shows coming up for you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Music's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Kim Sear. We are so grateful to have you listening to our show and welcoming us into your home and into your cars and wherever you are listening to this podcast. We appreciate you guys so much. Take care, stay safe, and we'll see you at the next show.
Once again, a great big thank you to Aaron Allen for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, and more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.